Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Taggs, and she's the Extension Educator for Shelby County. Good morning to you, Mary.
Well, good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good, and I don't have to ask if you're busy because the Shelby County Fair has already started.
We're underway, LaVon.
Yes.
Ready or not, here we are.
Yes. Yeah, it comes whether you're ready or not, and I'm guessing you and a whole lot of volunteers have been working hard to get ready.
We have wonderful volunteers here in Shelby County. You couldn't run a fair without them.
Oh, that's so true. So, Mary, we want to talk about, of course, the schedule. But before we do that, I thought it might be kind of fun to highlight some new things at the Shelby County Fair. So let's start with some new things.
I would love to talk about new things because it's always fun to be at the fair and to experience some new things. Two new things we have going on this year. The first one is going to take place on Wednesday, July 9th, beginning at 10 a.m., and it's called Best of Iowa. It's a culinary challenge for our 4-H youth. So I think Cass County's done this in the past, but we're kind of piggybacking off you.
That's all right. It's okay to copy a good thing, and that should sound familiar to a lot of people.
Exactly. So it's, for those of us in Shelby County, it's kind of new here. The 4-H'ers have submitted a recipe. They need to have Iowa products in it, whether it's a vegetable, a fruit, a meat. And then they prepare it in front of judges and get judged on their teamwork, on their culinary skills, on their hygiene. So lots of good stuff. And then there's free samples. So come on down to the fair.
Yeah,
we like the free
samples.
People
love that.
Exactly. So come on down to the fair on Wednesday. In the morning, we start at 10 a.m., and we should be able to wrap up about 12:30.
And where is that held?
That's going to be held in the commercial building.
Okay.
So before all the vendors get in there, we're going to utilize that space for something else.
All right. Will recipes be available?
The recipes will be available.
All right, because, you know, if somebody tastes something, they say, oh, I got to go home and make this. So
exactly.
Yes.
Yep, recipes will be available.
All right, so that's great. Now, I know it's not new, but as long as we're talking about food, let's talk about the muffin and pie contest, because that's been very successful at the Shelby County Fair.
You know what, LaVon? It is hugely successful. We had to add a couple more time slots this year. We increased our pie bakers by 10 groups this year. So it's just a phenomenal opportunity for the kids to go. Now, contrary to Best of Iowa, our pie and muffin bakers are not judged on their culinary skills. So there's maybe a little more finger-licking going on there than maybe some of us would like. But they have a lot of fun. The kids meet up at the high school on Thursday, and they bake their pies and they bake their muffins. And then on Saturday, they're auctioned off as a huge fundraiser for the Shelby County 4-H program.
And you need lots of support for the program.
Now,
I'm
Absolutely.
Assuming, is there an age difference there, who gets to make muffins and who gets to make pie?
Absolutely. Our Discovery and Junior 4-H'ers make muffins, and then our intermediate and senior 4-H'ers make either apple pie or cherry pie.
Oh, wow. How popular pies could you choose? And isn't it great that all these young people are making pie?
Absolutely. And you know, the muffins, and LaVon, you and I both know that muffins,
yep.
There's a skill to making muffins.
There is.
They are wonderful.
And
muffins.
I know they're very creative about picking out recipes that that are not just a plain muffin.
Oh, yeah. We don't want any of that plain stuff.
Lots some
of fun.
Special
so
things.
People could come out on Saturday about noon to the show ring and support the auction, and some muffins available and some pies. So
okay.
Come out and support the 4-H program that way.
Now, you mentioned show ring. I think you have something new about the show ring.
We do. Well, we have a beautiful new show ring this year, LaVon. It is absolutely incredible. If people haven't stopped down to take a look at it, due to many, many hours of hard work on the fair board's part and lots of generous donations, we have a beautiful new show ring, and we're going to utilize it. And so a lot of our activities this year are going to be taking place in the show ring. Our Queen Contest and the Hall of Fame will be there Thursday night after the parade. But then on Saturday, we have something, another new thing, another fun thing coming up, is we're going to do a stuffed animal pet show.
Not too much feeding there. You don't have to worry about them being too wild. A stuffed animal show.
Stuffed animal
All right.
pet show. Absolutely. So this is for our Clover kids and our Discovery 4-H'ers. So that's anyone kindergarten through third grade. And they're going to come in on Saturday following the pie and muffin auction, and they're going to talk to a caring adult, our judge, per se, and talk to them about what makes their stuffed animal special and how they care for it and the relationship that they have with their stuffed animal. So a good opportunity, again, using the show ring, But a good opportunity for those very young 4-H'ers to get some experience talking with a judge.
I bet. And you know that some people say, well, what big deal, bring in my stuffed animal. Any kid could do that. But any animal, or any kid might be able to carry their animal in there, their stuffed animal. But now you've added, as you say, they need to talk about
right.
their animal.
Absolutely. And we know that those interview skills are so very important for our 4-H'ers to learn as they grow into young adults, interviewing for college scholarships, interviewing for jobs, for internships. And we just want to start those interview skills, teaching them those skills very, very young to not be afraid to speak mm-hmm. in public.
You know, this whole idea just makes me smile. I'm thinking this is going to be so entertaining for people to come and watch.
Oh, I think so. I think it'll just be a hoot.
So, oh, yeah. I do too.
Come on out on Saturday. Again, that's following the Pie and Muffin Auction in the show ring. And watch our stuffed animal pet show.
Okay. So now we've talked some things about Saturday. But before that, we have lots of things going on.
We do. We have started the fair. So we are underway. There's so many things going on. People can check out the fair program on the Fair Board website, which is shelbycountyfair.org.
Okay.
And the schedule of events is on there, so don't forget to do that. But lots of things going on, you know, lots of animal contests going on. We do have a grandstand activity on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, the Nebraska Bush Puller, so that's a tractor pull going on. Of course, we have armband nights with the carnival. Thursday, we've got small pet and cat show in the morning. We've got our poultry show. Believe it or not, those are in the same area. It's always kind of interesting.
Yes, what a combination.
It is. Again, we have our pie and muffin baking on Thursday morning. We have, I'm reading down the list of activities here. There's so much going on. Thursday night's the fair parade. So that's a lot of fun, starting at 6:30. Our theme this year for our fair is fun for the whole herd. So people can come out at 6:30 for the fair parade. And then at 8 o'clock, we do start the crowning of the Shelby County Fair Queen for 2014 and our Hall of Fame recognition.
Okay, and that's in the new show ring.
That'll be in the new show ring, absolutely. Friday, now, lots of good stuff going on with the horse show and the swine show, style shows in the afternoon. We do have working exhibits going on at noon under the tent. And then at night, there is the Bill Riley Talent Search on Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Now, what's happening on Tuesday the 8th?
Tuesday the 8th. Let me go back. Tuesday the 8th, that's Static Exhibit Day. So that's a big day.
That means all of those things. Those caring adults, those judges are going to be looking at foods and clothing and child development and woodworking and all those things that the 4-H'ers have worked on all year to bring to the county fair, and then they're all displayed so people can come see them.
Absolutely. We will be having a bake sale that those food items, we don't really like to sit them in the fair booths and let them go to waste.
Right.
So some really delicious recipes.
Okay.
Those are the best of the best going to the fair. So a bake sale going on Tuesday morning that people can come down and participate in. And then, yes, the fair booths will be set up in the 4-H exhibit building. And again, another project that the Fair Board's been working on, did some new lighting and some insulation in there.
Good.
So our exhibit building, much cooler this year than it was last year. If you remember last year on exhibit day, LaVon, it was the hottest day of the year.
Yeah. But as I recall, there was a little breeze. I mean, it could have been a whole lot worse.
It wasn't raining at the time.
And that's, so. Yes. And you know, I know the Shelby County Fair has been through a lot of rain in past years and floods and so on. So not raining was also a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. We'll take that.
So all week long. Now, is Saturday the 12th the last day, or is there still something on Sunday?
There are some things going on Sunday. We kind of start to wind down, but we do have our market beef show on Sunday morning. We have our church service at 9 a.m. Sunday morning under the tent. And then the pedal tractor pull, which is always pretty popular, starts at 3 o'clock Sunday. But better get down there soon, because at 5 o'clock those exhibits are released.
All gone.
And people make a mad dash to go home because they're tired.
Yes. It's amazing how fast it goes away. So, you better get there before Sunday afternoon if you want to see things.
That's right.
So many things going on all week long at the Shelby County Fair. If you haven't been there for a while, this is a great time to go and see the new things, the new show ring, and just enjoy all of the exhibits and all of the people. So we want to thank you very much, Mary Tags, for bringing us up to date on the Shelby County Fair.
You're welcome.
And until next time, remember, summertime is fair time in Iowa.